How would you like to get home a little faster? Well, here's an idea from the Grattan Institute recommending a peak hour congestion charge be introduced in the nation's CBDs. That is to ease traffic woes. Would you like a peak hour congestion charge? It'll be a hard sell, but let's give James Haar a go. He's an associate at Grattan Institute. G'day, James.
Hi, Oliver. It's great to be here.
We've got no toll roads at all in Western Australia. Why could we accept a peak hour congestion charge?
So, in some sense, the drivers on the roads there in Perth, they're already paying for congestion, but they're paying with their time. Congestion is hugely wastefully, and once you've wasted your time, you don't get that back. A congestion charge, on the other hand, the research we've done suggests that with a congestion charge, you get faster commutes, you get more reliable commutes, and the revenue that's raised, it's not very much. The point of this is not to raise revenue, it's to manage the road network. But the revenue you do raise, you can then use, you can put it to use, which, unlike the time you waste in your car, that's gone.
So how would it work, James, in effect? How do you apply congestion charge into the CBD, say, here in Perth?
Yeah, no worries. So the scheme that we envision would involve people paying a modest fee when they drive inbound in peak hour and outbound in the evening, in the afternoon peak, and no charge at any other time. And this is only apply on weekdays. So it's really about targeting congestion. And the idea there is that the drivers who can be most flexible, the ones who don't really need to be in the CBD, you know, right at 9 a.m., the ones who can push their trip back a little bit will be able to do so. And people who have, you know, reasonably good public transport connections will jump on the train. And people who need to drive still, they'll pay the charge, but they'll get a slightly quicker and more reliable commute.
9221882, could you cop a congestion charge into the CBD? When you say it's a modest fee, James, what would you think would be a fair price to pay?
Yeah, so, well, to encourage behaviour change, it's sort of got to be a similar order of magnitude to what you would pay on public transport.
Right.
In other schemes around the world, we sort of see, for example, in Milan, they pay $8. London's very expensive, they pay $20. Stockholm, they pay $5 per crossing. We think governments should err on the low side, especially because this is a new reform in Australia. And we think that people are pretty responsive to prices, which we see in other capital cities on the toll road network.
Do you think this would encourage people to ditch their cars and get on public transport? Is that the objective of a congestion charge?
That's one way that people can adapt, but they can also delay their trip. That's one of the reasons why we, you know, don't envision it applying all day, just in the peak period, so that the morning trips that are for, you know, shopping, socialising and recreation, which are sort of one-fifth of trips in Sydney, for example, those don't really need to happen at peak hour when people are trying to get to work in the morning, they're trying to get to their job. Those are the trips that really need to be on the road at that time. And the ones that are, you know, trips for brunch and that sort of thing, it's not unreasonable to, you know, with a price signal, have people delay those a little bit later in the day.
James, we'll throw it open to our listeners this afternoon. Thank you very much for your time.
No worries. Thanks, Oliver.
James Haar, he's an associate at the Grattan Institute.